Anti-government protesters stand defiantly against volleys of tear gas and jets of water. Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the protests are engineered by vandals, terrorist elements and foreign forces. The protesters say they want an end to dictatorship. This is The Debate.
Chaotic scenes in the Turkish city of Istanbul as anti-government protesters are taken off guard by riot police. Demonstrators were staging a sit-in in the iconic Taksim Square when police arrived there early in the morning. Police used tear gas and rubber bullets, forcing many of the protesters to flee the square. But the defiant demonstrators responded by hurling rocks, fireworks and Molotov cocktails. They even set fire to one water cannon truck. Backed by armored vehicles, officers removed banners and barricades set up by protesters. Istanbul governor has said that the police had no intention of breaking up the protest in Gazi Park. Nevertheless, the deployment of riot police triggered a fierce confrontation between the two sides.
I am directing this to Tayyip Erdogan. Tyrants have been seen in the history. You were a prime minister. It's a pity for this country. The prime minister's psychology is unsound. He can't win this fight.
They choose not to listen to our youth, and that's why they are bullies. We will always show resistance when they attack us, like today. And these protests will spread all over the country.
The fresh crackdown followed right on the heels of Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan agreeing to meet with protest organizers. The unrest, which initially started in Istanbul 2 weeks ago, has spread across the country. Demonstrators turn out every day calling for Erdogan's resignation. They accuse him of being increasingly authoritarian, but the Turkish premier says his patience has limits, signaling the crackdown will be intensified if the protesters don't stop.
To those who want to continue with these incidents, I say it's over. Be warned. We will not tolerate it anymore. Bundan sonra artık bunlara tahammül.
Many Turks now say they have doubts about Erdogan's intentions after he agreed to talk with the protest leaders.
When the prime minister makes such statements, no one can expect a positive outcome. He sometimes lowers the tone of his criticism in order to control the stock exchange. Then he raises the tensions again. How could he be peaceful?
The unrest was sparked by a police crackdown on the local environment protest in Istanbul, and that had spiraled into a display of public anger at the government. The crackdown has already left several people dead and thousands of others injured. The Turkish Prime Minister is urging an end to the unrest, warning that those who do not respect the government will pay. But these protesters don't seem to be willing to go home anytime soon.
You're watching The Debate. Joining me now live from Ankara is Mr. Hussein Bakci, Professor of International Relations with the Middle East University, and with us live from Washington, Mr. Brent Podofsky, columnist with The Hill. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for being with us. My first question to our guest in Ankara, Mr. Bakci. We know Erdogan has said that the protests are engineered by, quote, vandals, terrorist elements and foreign forces. But what's your idea about the nature of these protests and those who are taking part in them?
This protest have the reason that Tayyip Erdogan's rhetoric and way of ruling the country is not anymore so as before. The magic of his ruling is not anymore there. I think all these discussions and reactions in the last 12 days prove once again that the Turkish people in general, they are not ready to accept this type of interventions of the prime minister, which is going into the private life of the citizens. I think the Turkish Prime Minister is taking a great lesson from this protest, despite the fact that police is going very harsh to the protesters, and there will be a lot of tensions and a lot of escalations in the coming days. The more Turkish Prime Minister Erdogan is not reducing the level of his voice, but rather trying to teach the people, you do wrong, what I do is right. So it is an invitation for further confrontation. Today, his speech in his party, MPs in the parliament,
yes,
does not contain somehow an understanding of the events, but rather is on the confrontational
yes,
position further. And tonight, even the events are still going on. Tomorrow morning, he will meet some representatives of the protesters. We will see. But before I say something else, today he was meeting Turkish President Gül, who is a little bit more calm, more concessional, and tries to reduce the tension. So one
yes,
prime minister who is increasing the tension with his statements, and there is a president who tries to reduce the tension. Somewhere they will meet, but the conflict and the events will go on.
Yes, and as you are speaking, we are looking at the pictures right now in Istanbul, as the scenes are quite chaotic there. It looks like the clashes between the two sides is certainly intensifying. A lot of tear gas being used, a lot of water cannon being used against the protesters, and here and there, huge blazes as well. Now, Mr. Brent Podofsky with us, also from the United States. Mr. Podofsky, I mean, Turkey was marketed to the whole world as a new liberal success story, to the Muslim world as a model of democracy, but it's now being gripped by this that we're seeing now on our screens. What went wrong?
What went wrong is the same kind of intolerance that we're seeing from the Prime Minister, that we're seeing in far too many countries, in far too many places. It's good that he wants to talk to the dissidents, the protesters, and the demonstrators. He should, but he should also listen to them and work with them, and stop beating them up and arresting them and using tear gas. It's wrong when he does that. It's wrong in other capitals of other countries when governments put opponents under house arrest or arrest, when they beat up people with different points of view. It was wrong in the United States when the Occupy Wall Street movement was thrown out of New York by police at 2 a.m. by the mayor. It's wrong what's happening in Turkey. It's wrong what's happening anywhere these things go on. We need governments that are willing to listen, that are willing to work with people with different points of view. And in almost every country of almost any person in our audience today, I would argue that there is valid criticism of those governments that are not listening and too often declare
yes,
war domestically against people who disagree with them.
Okay, now I'd just like to remind the viewers, we have put this issue up on our Facebook page, and a lot of you have been putting comments up for us, some views conflicting with others. Let's take a look at two of our comments, comments one and comment two, and we'll be back with the rest of the questions.
Erdogan is going nowhere. Zionist media outlets are doing propaganda against him. The Zionist media outlets should be shaky because Erdogan is a Western puppet against Syria.
I'll put this next question to Mr. Bakshi in Ankara. Mr. Bakshi, some of our viewers have been, as we saw there in the comments, suggesting that Erdogan is not in a shaky position right now, that he isn't going anywhere, and that there is right now a lot of media propaganda against him. Others have been saying the fact that he has been cooperating with Israel and the United States and its allies on Israel is the major factor behind what's happening in his country. Which of these do you agree with?
I think Turkish Prime Minister is speaking, but he's still legitimate, and the government in Turkey is still ruling in a legitimate way. This style of Turkish Prime Minister is creating troubles. However, this policy indeed can be very dangerous, not only for his political party, but also for the country at all. He has to talk to people. He has to understand the reasons of these demonstrations. However, today he was speaking in the parliament somehow, in some parts, as ready to make some concessions and to meet the people, listen to them. But then again, 15 minutes later, he's changing his rhetoric and appears as someone who does not have any tolerance against any type of demonstrations. Whether he is going to work further with America and Israel, this is true. The United States of America is still supporting Tayyip Erdogan, like European countries. There is no strong reactions towards his government. Government is there, but the critics increase for the behavior and for the statements which address several parts of the society, youths, business people, artists, etc. So he is trying to be justifying his position.
Well, Mr. Bakshi, I'll stop you there if I may.
Of the society.
I'll come back to you, but first let's bring in Mr. Barofsky on this as well. On the question of how Turkey, Mr. Barofsky, has been working with Israel and the US on Syria, that's something that's been raised by a lot of both our viewers and a lot of observers right now. They're saying that the fact that Erdogan decided to use Turkish territory for attacks on Syria was not something that the people were in favor of, and that is part of that dictatorship that the people are now against?
Well, I think the problem with Syria involves a lot more than the United States and Israel. I think there are people all over the world who believe that Assad is butchering, maiming, and murdering his people, and that needs to stop. There are differences of opinion about how to do it. I think what's happening in Turkey is more a typical, classic, and unfortunate attempt by a person in power, in this case Erdogan, to dominate his politics and to stifle his opposition. And if it weren't for one issue, it would be another issue. So I don't think it fundamentally is involved with Syria, although people can have different opinions about Syria. I think it's fundamentally involved with Turkey in the same way that the similar problems in other countries are involved with power fights within those countries. What governments have to do, no matter who they are or where they are, is talk to opposition and listen to opposition and work with opposition and compromise with opposition. When you kill them, maim them, arrest them, beat them, jail them, you're on a road to big trouble, and it's wrong no matter where it is and no matter who's doing it.
Now, before I go on with the next question, we have another two comments about the situation in Syria and how that is affecting the situation in Turkey. Comment four, I'd like our producer to put that up for us, and I'll be back.
That's the price for him to pay for fueling the crises in another country. It's about time Turkey feels the pain it has sowed in Syria. What goes around comes around.
So I've put this question to Mr. Bakshi in Ankara. Mr. Bakshi, would you say that the issue of Syria is at least a major factor in what's happening right now in Turkey, and that a lot of the unpopularity that Erdogan is seeing could be traced back to its policies on Syria? Because we have opinion polls suggesting that more than 70% of people in Turkey are against the policy on Syria right now.
I think Syria is not the main issue in this framework, but it is part of the problem. Definitely, your numbers are right that Tayyip Erdogan's Syrian policy does not have the backing of the large part of the society. You said 70, maybe it is more. I would say more than 85. However, what is interesting here, Syrian case is not so much important in this case. It is a new Turkey. It is a new generation. It is the statements of Turkish prime ministers, from education to alcohol drinking, is involving in so much issues in the life of the people. The people say, just a minute, you are not my father, you are not my boss, so you cannot speak like this. I mean, is a prime minister, but he's not the one who dictates how the people have to live. So this is maybe the new generation, and it's something new in Turkey. We have to understand this. They are youngsters, they are people who have seen in the last 11 years only Tayyip Erdogan as prime minister, not anybody else. So there is also a reaction to his policies. Probably it is time that he is going to leave the government. He has to drop out from the political life. Maybe next year, if he is elected as president, then the country will have probably somebody else who is speaking in a different way.
Okay, now the ruling ACK party, Ms. Podofsky, right now it's being accused by people on the streets of being authoritarian, of following a dictatorial policy. But do you think this is something that the Justice and Development Party or the ACK party was actually having when it came to power and since it came to power? Or do you think this has recently intensified?
I think it's recently intensified.
Yes,
I think
yes,
that's unfortunate, but it has. And I think the last comment by the gentleman in Turkey, I think, is something I agree with. A lot of this is the young versus the old in Turkey and in countries all over. It's change versus the old way of doing things. It's respecting the opinions of the young because it's their future and it's their country that they'll be living in long after the older ones are gone. And I think to some degree that's a very important point here. What Erdogan wants to avoid, let me put it this way, he wants to avoid acting the way the Shah acted in Iran and the way Mubarak acted in Egypt. He wants to build bridges and not make enemies with the next generation. It's their country. Mm-hmm. And the older, and I've had this problem here in the U.S., I've made the same point all over Europe as well. The old have to stop cheating the young. The old should start listening to the young and respecting the young. And I think that is a critical point in Turkey today. I agree with that part of what my colleague said from Turkey right now. And I think it's a problem in many countries around the world.
Hmm. So if we do believe, Mr. Bakshi, that Erdogan is trying to keep the Turkish population in favor of himself and ruling at least with the appearance of a democracy, why are we seeing the suppression, for instance, on journalism? We're hearing the suppression that human rights activists or lawyers have been facing in Turkey, as well as the fact that a lot of people are speaking about the ties between politicians and business as well. I mean, the mayor of Turkey, we're hearing, was the owner of a retail chain in the planned mega shopping mall that was expected to be set up in Taksim, and Erdogan's son-in-law is even believed to have backed the contract for the development of that mall. So do you think these are all factors that are eroding trust between the government and the people?
This is right. Tayyip Erdogan is trying to play the role of modern Robin Hood, getting from the rich people and giving to the poor. This is his policy in the last 10 years. Even today, he was talking about the poor people who have been rejected by the system. But since he is in power, it is changing. He is the person who is defending the people who experienced unjust. And those who rule the country or ruled the country, they have done unjust. Now, he is the one who is saving them. This policy, this philosophy has been very valuable maybe in the last 10 years, but not for the new generation, not for the new Turkey. I think he has to understand that he is the prime minister, he has the responsibility to manage the country, not to intervene in the personal life of the people or dictate to young people how they are going to shape their future. The biggest problem or the new in it is that the values of democracy and the values of authoritarian Islamist values are conflicting here. They are clashing here. So Tayyip Erdogan is a democratically elected leader, no doubt about it. The government is legitimate, no doubt about it. But the way, after 11 years, yes, that he's getting more and more authoritarian, probably he's also tired biologically, but also intellectually, that the country is overwhelming challenges, problems it cannot deal with anymore, with this type of thinking and with this type of understanding.
Yes.
I think this police versus protesters confrontation is a political mismanagement. There was no need for this. And I think Turkey is going to be more in tension the more Mr. Erdogan is not changing his style of rhetoric. So I think some people here in Turkey, they try now to advise him not to go on the confrontational policy.
Well, something
but
else that Erdogan has been doing,
if
I could just jump in here, Mr. Bakshi, and I'll put this one to Mr. Podolsky. We are hearing Erdogan encouraging his supporters also to come out and rally. We saw his supporters coming out outside of the airport when he arrived from Africa recently. So do you think this policy is going to help? I mean, what if those supporters get involved in clashes now with the anti-government protesters and things get out of control, like we saw, for instance, in Egypt?
Well, yeah, it's definitely okay if he wants to ask his supporters to rally, but it's dangerous if he pits his supporters rallying against the opposition. Again, what he needs to do, and he has time, he has a legitimate government, but legitimate governments can lose their legitimacy by their behavior. He needs to reach out and touch and talk to and listen to, especially the young people, but all of the people in the opposition. It shouldn't be my guns are bigger than your guns, or my numbers can beat up your numbers. It should be my ideas have to battle your ideas about ideas, and we have to work together to some degree to coexist. Otherwise, everybody all over Turkey and all over the region is going to end up poor, at war, and dead. And that's not good for anybody. So he has time, but he needs to reach out, and he needs to reach out soon, and he needs to do a better job than he's doing as we're sitting here discussing it right now.
Mr. Brent Podolsky in Washington, a columnist with The Hill newspaper, thank you very much for being with us. And also in Ankara, Professor of International Relations with the Middle East University, Mr. Hossein Bakshi. We have run out of time. Thank you very much for staying with us on another edition of The Debate. From me, Homa Lezgi, until our next program, it's goodbye.